Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther bas David.
Sukkah daf Yud Ches. The Gemara brings down a machloikis whether we say lavud be'emtza or not. We're talking about a case where there's aver shloisha in the schach, and you use something to be memayirit from the shear of shloisha. So the Gemara says that if it's on the side, then everybody agrees that you say lavud. But be'emtza, there's machloikis. Now, what exactly are they arguing about? If there's halach l'moshe b'Sinai, that when you have less than three tefachim aver, we consider it like it's closed up, why is there a makam to be mechalik between minatzad and be'emtza? And another question can be found in Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Ein Lavud Be'emtza. Tosfos says that the machloikis, whether you say Lavud Be'emtza, is only machloikis on the top, Hainu Lamala, meaning on the Schach. The Defanis, Machshirin Le'el, the Gemara earlier, and Dav Zayin is Machshir by Defanis, when you have Kana Pachas Mishloishim, that's in the middle of the Doifin. So you see that there's not always a machloikis whether it's Lavud Be'emtza. So I think that one question answers the other. Since you see from Tosfos that everybody agrees that when it comes to defanois, we say lavud, that means that the man d'yomer says ein lavud be'emtza is because he holds that even when we do say lavud in the schach, that's only menatzad because lavud is halach in hilchas doifen. We see that the Gemara and the Vav, when explains the various halach l'moshe m'sinais that we say by defanois, it says good and lavud and doifen akuma, all halachas in a doifen. And like the Gemara said over there, shiurin mechitzin and chatzitzin are halach l'moshe m'sinai. There's halach in mechitzis. Mechitzis are allowed to be affected by these halach l'moshe m'sinai. So the man d'yomer who says that ain't loved be'emtza, it's because he says that loved was never halach l'moshe m'sinai that governs hilchas schach. It's only halacha that governs hilchas doifen. Now, when you have a space on your schach at the side, we look at it like the doifen extends itself. So it continues to be a way to look at the fanes. Halach l'moshe m'sinai and hilchas doifen. Masha'en kein be'emtza, it stops being something about the doifen, it becomes something about the schach. And therefore, the halach l'moshe m'sinai wasn't given. And that's why Tosfos notes that when it comes to kana, pachas mishloisha, of course, everybody agrees that we say it even be'emtza, because it's not a question of be'emtza or menatzad, rather a question of whether you limit it to only when it's affecting the doifen, or you extend it even to cases that are not shaykh to the doifen, like the schach. And it's possible that even the man d'yomer who says yesh lavud be'emtza, it's not because he disagrees with this premise that the din of lavud is strictly a din in hilchas mechitza. Rather, it's possible, like we've mentioned in past shiurim, that even the schach has a halacha of a mechitza. We saw that from the fact that when the Gemara is trying to make the minyan of how many mechitzas you have, we learn out from various psukim, basukas, and there's one man d'yomer says chacha boikra, which means that in the same list that we're using the words of basukas to tell us how many walls you have to have, we include the schach as one of those walls. Similarly, we mentioned Adav Tes Vav when discussing the machloikis of Paritz Ka'oimed, when the holes in the mechitza are exactly the same as the amount of oimed, there's machloikis, Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa, as to whether it's mutter or aser. And in the Gemara in Erevin, it's mavur that the whole machloikis is whether Hachi Agmer Rachmano LeMoshe Al Tifrei Tzruba, whether Hashem said to Moshe that you shouldn't allow Roiv to be exposed, or did he say Gedoy Ruba, which is a machloikis in Hilchas Mechitzes. Nevertheless, the Gemara applies that machloikis to the Schach. So it's possible that the man d'yomer who says that Yesh Lavud Be'emtza is because he views the Schach also as a Mechitza. However, it's more mistaver to say that the man d'yomer who says yesh lavud be'emtza is because he holds that lavud is not limited to hilchas mechitza, and that's mashma in Tosfos, because Tosfos explains that the fact that the Gemara brings a raya from koira is gufa coming to prove that even though koira is not necessarily mishum mechitza, it's mishum hekeira, you still say lavud be'emtza, because if we held that koira is mishum mechitza, then everybody agrees that you say lavud be'emtza. So if the pshat in the man yamar who says that yesh lavud be'emtza by sukkah is because he holds that the schach has hilchas mechitza, then why would he prove anything from koira? So it's easier to say that the machloikis, whether yesh lavud be'emtza or ein lavud be'emtza, is not a machloikis as to whether we view the schach as a mechitza. Rather, it's a machloikis whether the halach l'moshe m'sinai was indeed limited to mechitzas or extends even to other things like schach. Similarly, you see from the Gemara's Raya to the Man D'Yamar that we say Ein Lovet Be'emtza, what the Man D'Yamar holds, Yesh Lovet Be'emtza holds. Because the Gemara brings a Raya from the case of Aruba Shebe'bayis, Uba Paseach Tefach, that if there's Tuma Be'bayis, Kuloi Tomei, but Masha Keneged Aruba Tohar. And the Gemara shows that we do not say Lovet in the roof of a house to make it be considered like it was closed up. Now, if the Man D'Yamar holds Yesh Lava Be'emtza is because the Schach has a din of Mechitza, then it would be very strange to bring a Raya from the roof of a house that you see over there, you don't say Lavad, because maybe by roof of a house, it doesn't have Teres Mechitza, but the Schach is a special din that the Schach of a Sukkah has a Teres Mechitza. So it just makes more sense to say that the Man D'Yamar holds Yesh Lava Be'emtza, sees the Halacha Mishm Sinai as being not a Halacha Dafka in Mechitzas, rather Halacha all over. Now this is one theory, how to understand the Man D'Yamar Ein Lovet Be'emtza. And this actually appears in the Ran. The Ran over here says, V'tayma de Man D'Yamar Ein Lovet B'schach, mir amrinan shiurin chatzitzin and mechitzin alach l'mosh b'sinai. Since we say that shiurin chatzitzin and mechitzin alach l'mosh b'sinai, and we explain over there that mechitzin means good, love, adofen akuma, therefore this Man D'Yamar holds that it's only by defanis. And he says that the Man D'Yamar says, even in the schach, holds loishna. He holds that the alach l'mosh b'sinai was said even by the schach. However, the Aruch Lener gives a different explanation as to why this Man D'Yamar holds ein lovet be'emtza. He says that the Man D'Yamar who holds Ein Lovet Be'emtza holds that Lovet is not considered like it's closed up. Rather, Lovet is a din that allows us to see the two sides as if they're up against each other, as if they were brought closer to each other. Says the Aruch Lener, that trick is Shayach Menatzad, that you're Mekarev the Doifen Eitzel Aschach. But Be'emtza, it's impossible to be Mekarev, the two Chelkei Haschach, to each other, because if you do, then they're considered like they're removed away from the Doifen. So when you say Lovet Menatzad, we look at it like the wall was brought closer to my Schach. But Be'emtza, if you were to say Lovet, then it would have to be like you brought together your two Chelkei Haschach, and then you're now, on the other side, your Schach has been removed from the wall. Elamai says, what do you want to tell me? You'll say Lovet on that side as well? You don't say Trey Lovet. Now it comes out a very interesting thing. According to the Aruch Lener, there's a machloikis between the Man D'Yamar, Yesh Lovet Be'emtza, and Ein Lovet Be'emtza, whether the din of Lovet is a halacha that closes up the space, or the din of Lovet is bringing together the two sides. Now, l'fi his explanation, it should come out that suppose you have a sukkah katana, that's exactly the shear hechsher sukkah, and you have avir on the side of your sukkah. So l'fi the Man D'Yamar holds that you say Lovet Be'emtza, then it's considered like it's closed up, then my sukkah is fine, because the side of my sukkah is considered like it's closed up. However, if you learn like the Man D'Yamar Ein Lovet Be'emtza, and you only say Lovet on the side, and as the Aruch Lener explains, that's because we are able to look at the Doifen like it's brought closer to my Schach, well then, if I do look at the Doifen like it's brought closer to my Schach, then I don't have a Hechsher Sukkah. My Sukkah is too small. So it should come out that it won't be good according to that Man D'Yamar, which is a Chiddush. Now the Ran points out over here, and this is a famous Ran, that Lefi the Man D'Yamar who holds Ein Lovet Be'emtza. So you do say Lovet on the side. Let's say you have more than three tefachim. It says that you should be memayedit. And it's before in our Gemara that you could be memayedit either with schach, or you could be memayedit with schach pasul. Because as long as you get it to a shir, you could say lovet, then we'd say lovet as long as it's on the side. Says the Ran, you have to know that you can only be memayedit with schach pasul if you're going to do it on the side of the schach. But if you put schach pasul next to your wall, then it's no good. The reason for that is because, says the Ran, that you're using two Halacha L'mosh B'Sinais, and that you can't do. One Halacha L'mosh B'Sinai is Doifen Akuma, because Schach Pasul on the side of the Doifen is now considered a part of the Doifen. And number two, you're going to use Lovud to kasher the part that's Avir. And you don't say two Halacha L'mosh B'Sinais. The Achronim are Marich in this Chiddush of the Ran. We already mentioned some of this on Daf Yud Zayin. Reb Kiveger says, in the Tshuvas, in Siman Yud Beis, that the fact that you don't say two Halacha L'mosh B'Sinais is only where one Halacha L'mosh B'Sinai is dependent on the other. L'mashal, in this case, if you do not say Doifen Akuma first, then it's impossible to say Lovud. Because remember, the Ran said that this Man D'Yamar Ein Lovet Be'emtza holds that you only say Lovud when it's Negeh a Doifen, and not when it's Negeh Schach. So if what you have on the side is Schach Pasul, you would never be able to say Lovud because that would be considered Lovud Be'emtza. So it comes out that saying lavad is dependent on first enacting the din of Dofen Akuma. Then you don't say Trei Hilchasa. However, if it's possible to be done, each one of the Halachos Moshe Sinai's, and each one individually can work, it's just that you need both of them in order to be machshir the sukkah, then we do say Trei Hilchasa. So if let's say on one wall you're using Dofen Akuma, and on another wall you're using Good Asik or Lavad, then it's okay. It's just that if you need to come on to Halacha A in order to be able to use Halacha B, then the Ran is saying this din that you don't say Trei Hilchasa. As we mentioned on Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from our Gemara as to why it is that Aver that's less than Shloisha does not passel in a sukkah. As we explained then, there are two ways to understand why when Aver is less than Shloisha, it doesn't passel. One way is to understand because of the din Lavud. The other is to understand because Aver less than Shloisha is not enough. It's not chashv enough to passel. It's a shear in the din Aver. Just like Yitzchak passel has a shear of Dalet Tvachim or Dalet Amis, Aver also has a shear of Shloisha Tvachim. Rav Kiveger says, from our sugya, you see that there is no shear in Aver. It's not because Aver can't passel when it's less than Shloisha Tvachim, rather because you say Lavud. And the raya is because there's machloikas over here whether yesh lavad be'emtza or ain lavad be'emtza. According to Nadi Yamar, who holds ain lavad be'emtza, aver less than shloisha passels. Even though there's not shloisha, you don't have the shear. Nevertheless, it passels because you don't say lavad. Must be the reason why aver, when it's less than shloisha, ordinarily doesn't passel is because of the din lavad. Now, in the Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Hei Alocha Yutes, he brings this kasha. He doesn't mention Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he himself asks the shaila, what is the nekuda that causes avir less than shloisha not to passel? Is it because of a din lavud, or because there's a din mesuyim if they atzmoy hilchse gemiri that shloisha passels and not less than shloisha? And he proceeds to bring our sugya, and he says that from the fact that the man yamra holds, ein lavud be'emtza holds, that there is a psul, you see that Aver really passels b'mashahu, and it's only Lavud, which is meneya that psul. However, he then says that there's a Gemara in Daf Yutes that seems to prove the opposite. The Gemara over there is discussing schach pasul pachas mishloisha. And the Gemara says a special chiddush that when you have schach pasul that's less than shloisha, it doesn't passel even in a sukkah ketana. The Gemara then goes and asks, of course it doesn't passel. What's the chiddush? Lo yehei ela avir. It shouldn't be any worse than avir. And avir that's less than shloisha in a sukkah ketana, does that passel? If that doesn't passel, then of course schach pasul, which is not as chomer as avir because it has a bigger shear to passel, it for sure would not passel even in a sukkah ketana. Says Reb Chaim, what does the Gemara mean when it proves from Avir? If the reason why less than Shloisha of Avir doesn't passel because of Lavud, well then by Schach passel, it's not Shaychad in Lavud, and therefore even less than Shloisha should passel. So how could the Gemara say, Lo Yehei Ala Avir, and be Medama the din of Schach passel to the din of Avir? From this you see, says Reb Chaim, Al Karchach, that the din of Avir, less than Shloisha, that doesn't passel, is a shear. And from that shear, the Gemara is saying, if it doesn't have a shear, even though Avir, which is more chamur, doesn't passel in a sukkah ketana, when it's pachas mishloisha, so certainly schach passel won't passel. Now, as we already brought down in our shear on Daf Yud Zayin, there are plenty of shittas, the Rajban, Ervin, Daf Ches, and others, who hold that the din of schach passel, that's pachas mishloisha, is really also midin lavud. So Reb Chaim's kasha would not even begin, because we could say la'olam, like Reb Kveger assumes, that the reason why avir less than shloisha doesn't passel in a sukkah is because of lavud. So you'll ask, then how could the Gemara prove from the din of avir to the din of schach passel? Very simple. By schach passel, you also have a din of lavud. However, Reb Chaim is assuming, and there's plenty of Rishonim that agree to this, that there is no lavud by schach passel. Lavud is only halacha that said in avir. And as we said from Tosfos and Daf, Yud Tesemit Alpha would seem mukhrich like that, because Tosfos over there says that Avir, that's Pachas Mishloisha, you're allowed to sleep underneath the Avir, because it's considered like it's closed. But Tzchach Pasel Pachas Mishloisha doesn't Pasel, but you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. So Al Kopanim, Reb Chaim has a raya in both directions, according to his understanding. Because on the one hand, we have a raya that Pachas Mishloisha of Avir, the reason why it's not Pasel is because of the din of Lavud. That's why it makes a difference if you say ain lavud b'emtza, like you see in our Gemara. even though there's less than shloisha tefachim of avir, since ain lava be'emtzeit pasul. So you see that it's not a shear that says it, that avir doesn't pass with pachas mishloisha. It's because of lavud. Masha ain kain, the Gemara later, and daf yutes, Reb Chaim is proving from, is muchach that it's a shear, because otherwise the Gemara would have no raya from the din of avir to the din of schach pasul. So because of this question, Reb Chaim is mechadish that there are really two separate halachas. La'olam avir shloisha is a din of shir. That as long as it's shloisha, it's a choshev, it's considered a makom b'fnei atzmai, and that could passel a sukkah, but if it's less, then there's not enough avir to passel. And Reb Chaim points out that when there is three tefachim of avir, part of the chiddush of the din, shir, that it has, that says that three tefachim of avir is a choshev enough of a makom of avir, is negeya, isolating those three tefachim and not looking at them in the context of the whole schach. Because we know that ordinarily, let's say you have the entire schach, that overall it has tzilsa merubim chamsa, but there's an area where that area is chamsa merubim tzilsa. The halacha is that the schach is still kosher, and we're even machshir the part that's chamsa merubim tzilsa, because you're dan the entire roof, the entire schach together. However, says Reb Chaim, if there's one area that has avir, that's shloisha, it's a makam chashim, and it's not mitztaref with the rest of the sukkah. However, says Reb Chaim, there's also a din that's dependent on the din lavud by pachas mishloisha of avir. And he explains as follows. Imagine if you have a sukkah that's shnaim kilchosen ushlish zafilu tefach. So there's a corner of your sukkah that doesn't have walls around it at all. But since it's part of the sukkah that has shnaim kilchasen ushlish zafil tefach around it, we look at the entire sukkah as one, and we allow you to sit under the entire schach. Now suppose straight down the middle of your schach, you have avir, and that avir is less than three tefachim. Since we don't say lavud be'emtza, there's a problem. Because it may be true that avir doesn't have a shear to pasal my sukkah, but there is a hefsik between the different chalukah of my sukkah, and there's going to be a part of the sukkah that doesn't have walls around it. Because now we're going to view them as two separate entities. The Mela comes out that even though avir cannot pasal when it's less than shloisha, but avir could be mafsik. And since this mandiyamar holds that ain lavud be'emtza, it doesn't help the fact that it's less than three tefachim because you can't say lavud. On the Gemara's raya that you don't say lavud be'emtza because of the aruba shebebayis, that legabe hilchas tumah, the window in the roof is not considered like it's closed up. And the Gemara says that from here you see that you don't say lavud be'emtza. The Magen Avraham and Simen Tov Kuf Beis, Siv Katan Tes, and the Korban HaSanal over here in Ois Tov, they ask that according to Tosfos and Daf Yud Zayin, that says that we do not say Lavud Lahachmir, there's no Raya. Because maybe La'olam you say Lavud Be'emtza, but over here you don't say it because you don't say Lavud Lahachmir. Because over here saying Lavud would create an oil and make it that there would be more Tumah. So the Archoner answers, and the Stipler is Marchiv this Inyan in Simon Yud Gimel, that even though it's Mavur and Tosfos, that you don't say lavud lahachmir, but as we explained already there, the din that you don't say lavud lahachmir means that we do not close it up with schach pasul. We don't imagine that it's fully closed up with schach pasul. But the aspect of lavud, which says that lav dafka gets considered fully closed up, but that the two sides are put together and that the avir is considered as if it's taken away, that we even say lahachmer. And that the Aruch Lener explains over there in Tosfos and Daf Yud Zayin. So who had been over here, he says that you would say lavud to make it like there's an oil and there's no hole there, even if you don't say lavud lahachmer. Because the din of not saying lavud lahachmer is to consider that schach pasul is there to make it that you have a shear of schach pasul. The Korban HaSanal gives a different answer to this question. He says the Gemara couldn't have answered that we don't have a raya because we don't say lavud lahachmer, because the seifa of that Mishnah about the aruba shebebayis is discussing tumah in the aliyah that's on top of this aruba. And it's mevura in the seifa of the Mishnah that because we don't say lavud, that which is in the aliyah becomes tameh from that which is in the house. Now, if you would say lavud, then it would be closed off, and what was in the aliyah wouldn't become tameh. Nevertheless, we don't say lavud. So you see that the fact that we don't say lavud be'emtza by tumah has got nothing to do with the din of lo yamrina and lavud lahachmir. Even where it leads to a kula, we don't say lavud either. Now the Gemara's teretz as to why we don't learn out from Tumah is Kashani Hilchas Tumah Dehachi Gemiri Lahu. That is the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Rashi says Hachi Gemiri Lahu Mesinai. The Ein Lavod BeEmtza Ume Halacha Leigar Minan Midi Achriti. And from a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, we don't learn out other things. Elahu De Itmar Be. You cannot learn things out from a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. The Mitzvah Eisen is Medayik and Rashi that it sounds like what he's saying is that a general rule, you can't learn out things from Halach L'Mosh Misinai. And he asks from Rashi on Dav Zayin, over there, the Gemara talks about Migud Havi Doifin Le'inyan Sukkah, Havi Doifin Le'inyan Shabbos. Suppose you have Shnaim Kil Chosan, two walls of the Sukkah in shape of an L, Shlisa Filu Tefach. Now that's something that only in Hilchas Sukkah has a din of an enclosed Rishus. L'gabi Shabbos, that wouldn't work. However, the Gemara over there says that since on Shabbos of Sukkahs, it works, L'gabi, the din of Sukkah, so Migad Avidoifin Le'inyan Sukkah, Avidoifin Le'inyan Shabbos. So on Shabbos of Sukkahs, you're allowed to carry in such a place. Now, his kasha is not such a kasha, because they were not learning out from a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai to other places. After all, we don't learn out from Hilchas Sukkah that L'gabi Shabbos, a shlisa filu tefach would work objectively. We only learn a mechanism called migu, that since on Sukkahs, this has a teres mechitza, so it also will get a teres mechitza le'inyan Hilchas Shabbos. But our Gemara is discussing whether you can import from a different place, like Tumah, could you learn out from over there that it says, Ein Lavad Be'emtza, to other halachas like Sukkahs. I'll call upon him the Mitzvah, because of this Kasha, he wants to learn differently. It doesn't mean in our Gemara that you can't learn out from Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, rather, you never learn out from Hilchas Tumah. Hilchas Tumah are Chiddush. And he brings a Rashi Yevamos that actually says that. Rashi Nav Kuf Gimel Amabez, and where the Gemara says that Isser mituma lo yalfina, you don't learn out dine Isser from Tuma. Rashi says because Tuma chidishu. But like we said, we can very easily answer the Rashi why it's different from the Gemara on Daf Zayin. Now, what was the special Halach L'Moshe Mesinai that was said legabi Tuma? So Rashi's lashon is hachi gemir lohu Mesinai de ein lavud beemtza. That the special Halach L'Moshe Mesinai that was said legabi Tuma was that you don't say lavud beemtza, which sounds like you would say Lavud by Hilchas Tumah, but you just don't say Lavud Be'emtza by Hilchas Tumah. Now the Rashash takes issue with this Rashi. He says, Laniyaz Daiti Nira Dafilu Menatzad Gamken Gemiri Dulei Amrin and Lavud. The Halach L'Moshe Mesinai that says L'gabi Tumah you don't say Lavud is even Menatzad, not just Be'emtza. And his Raya is that even a Chaloin Tefach, which is on the wall, is maybe Tumah from one house to another. And in fact, he says that the Gemara really could have turned around and said, Ulutameich. When the Gemara brought the Raya from Tumah, the Gemara could have said, this isn't a Raya that you don't say Lavud Be'emtza, because how would you explain the fact that on the wall, we also don't say Lavud by Tumah? And Tosis already explained for us that the fact that you don't say Lavud Be'emtza is only Halacha in the roof, not in the Defanis. So if anyway in the Defanis you see that you don't say Lavud, must be that there's a special Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai at work. The Gemara could have said, Ulutameich, how do you explain the wall? And he brings the lashon of Tosfos and Ervin, Daf Yoram Abayis and Dibra Maschil Oyer, that Hilchas Gemiri Gabi Tumah Deloy Amrinan Lavud. Not that Hilchas Gemiri by Tumah that you don't say Lavud Be'emtza, but that the Halach L'Moshe Mesinai by Tumah is they don't say Lavud, period. So how are we to explain the Rashi? Rashi says that the Halach L'Moshe Mesinai is that you don't say Lavud Be'emtza. And I think that the answer is that it may be true that a chaloin, which is on the wall, which is on the side, it is maybe Tumah. Nevertheless, that's not a raya that we don't say lavud. Because over there, since it's a chaloin on the side, a chaloin has a special din pesach. A pesach has its own shem. It's maybe tumah because there's a pesach. When something gets a din of a pesach, it's impossible to say that lavud says there's no pesach there. When there's an opening, lavud can close up the opening. But if something is an intentional pesach, then it's maybe it's a tumah because of the din pesach. So there are two separate halachas. When it's in Aruba, since it's in the roof, and on the roof it's not the derech to have a Pesach, and therefore there's a raya from there that you don't say lavud. However, on the side, we cannot prove that you don't say lavud, because there's a special din called a Pesach. The Gemara says, Itmar, Sichech al gabi achsadra sheyesh lo p'tzimin k'sheira. If a person was mesachech on top of an achsadra that has posts, then it's k'sheira. According to Rashi, what this means is similar to the din that we learned in our Mishnah. You have a chatzar. The chatzar is made up of an area that is enclosed on three sides by houses. And on all three sides of the chatzar, close to the houses, you have a roof, like an awning, that is covering the area right outside the houses. So your inside of the chatzar is surrounded by the achsadra, by the tikra of the achsadra, and like Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that you would be able to say doifen akum if it's less than 4 amos from the wall of the house to your schach, because then the awning of the achsadr could be considered a part of your wall. Over here, it's more than 4 amos, so forget about the walls of the houses. We want to be machshir for a different reason, because there are ptzimin. Now, the ptzimin are next to the area that you're being mesachach, your sukkah. And as Rashi explains, there's less than 3 tfachim inside, in between each one of the ptzimins, therefore you should be able to say lavud. And that's why, according to this lashon, sichich al gabi achsad sheyesh lo ptzimin is ksheira. Later on daf yotesimid aleph, the Gemara is going to bring down a second lashon that achsadra sheyesh lo ptzimin is a machloikas between Abaya and Rava, even in the case where it's yesh lo ptzimin, Abaya amr ksheira, Rava amr psula, and the reason is because Rava says you do not say lavud in such a case. Why you don't say lavud, Rashi explains over there, is because the psimin were not made for the area you're being mesachich. They're actually made for the inside, for the area that's underneath the awning of the achsadra. However, the Ritva and the Magid Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Hilchas Sukkah, Halacha Ches, don't want to learn the way that Rashi is learning. And one of the reasons is because the way Rashi is learning, it comes out that Rava is saying that we don't say lavud, and they don't want to say that, even though it's true that the ptzimin weren't made for the area they're being mesachach, according to Rashi is explaining, but to say that Rava argues on lavud is not something that they're willing to accept. So they actually learn that we're talking over here about a scenario in which you have two walls. Those two walls are facing each other. They're two parallel walls. And the third side is open. There is no wall there. What there is, though, is a tikra of an achsadra. And if we were to say pi tikra yoyed v'soysim, then you would be able to create a third wall over there. And it is because there are pitzimin that we are interested in saying pi tikra yoyed v'soysim. So sicha gabi achsadra sheyesh lo pitzimin, according to their shita, is that it is also a yisoid of pi tikra yoyed v'soysim, but there's something helping us say pi tikra yoyed v'soysim. And the Ritva speaks out that when we say later on, do Abaye and Rava argue whether Yamunimbu love it or not, lav hainu love it the alma, the ha'ain love it begimel tfachim, Ella Hachikamar Iamrinon Shihe Pitikur Yarid Visoisim Bisiyua Hapitsimin. The Machlaik Zabayan Rava is, do we say Pitikur Yarid Visoisim when we have the help of Pitsimin? And of course, we're not talking about Pitsimin that are within 3 Tfachim of each other. They're Pitsimin at the ends. And even though ordinarily, says the Magid Mishnah, we would require a pas arba, because like we learned on Daf Vav, that when you have two parallel walls, a sukkah asuya kemova, you need to have a pas arba umashahu. Over here, since we have the pi tikra, it's better. Now, Tosfos, all the way at the end of Dibur HaMaschil, Sichich al gabi achsadra sheyesh lo ptzimin, learns a third pshat. We're not talking about two parallel walls. Two parallel walls, you would not be able to be machshir without a pas arba umashahu. We're talking about two perpendicular walls. They're made kemingam, like an L shape. Usually, you need to have a shlish safilu tefach. Tosfos says over here, we're talking about where that tefach is created through two ptzimin that are within 3 tfachim of each other. Neither of those ptzimin is a roichav tefach. And therefore, the question is, could we use lavud to create my shlish safilu tefach? So that Tosfos explains in order to explain the second lashon in our Gemara later. And Daf Yotesimid Aleph, how is it possible that Rava argues on Abaye? And he says you don't say lavud. Since Tosfos rejects the mahalach that we said, Alpi, the Ritva, and the Magid Mishnah, the Ramah says to be machmir and you cannot use a sukkah that's created only through the pitikra that's being enabled by the ptzimin at the end of your sukkah. Now, what exactly is the case of Sichich al gabi achsadra she'ein lo ptzimin? So Rashi learns that we're talking about saying pitikra on all sides. There are no ptzimin whatsoever. The roof of your achsadra cannot work as a doifen akuma because it's more than 4 amas. And we're saying the rule called pitikra yared v'soysim, which means the edge of the tikra of the achsadra is considered as if it extends downward. Tosfos asks on Rashi, according to the way Rashi is learning, how could we explain the Hemshech of the Gemara? Rava goes and asks on Abaye, he says, according to you, that you say Pitikur Yer V'soysim, let's say you had a chotzer that didn't have an achsadra surrounding it. And imagine your sukkah in this chotzer had two kosher walls, two parallel kosher walls, and you had schach on top of it, and they were nesarim that were not rechavim dalid. even though you're missing your middle wall, it doesn't make a difference because it should say Pitirka Yared V'Soysim and should be Soysim, the end of your sukkah, to make it like you have the third wall. Abaya answers him, over there I agree to you. Medina l'chabahi, I agree in such a case, because then it feels like a mavi hamafulush. The havali ki mavi hamafulush, because it looks like a thoroughfare. It looks like something that's open on two ends of it, and people are it's made for people to walk straight through. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that in that case, it's no good because when you have two parallel walls, it's as if people are meant to walk straight through. It's like a mavi, I'm a foolish. Then why is it better when there are no walls whatsoever? Now Tosfos expresses the fact that Rashi does answer this question, but Tosfos doesn't like his answer. The answer that Rashi gives is that in a case where there's no achsadra, then it feels like a thoroughfare. Then it feels like a mavi, I'm a foolish, because there's nothing at the other end of your sukkah. Even though, no matter what, you're going to get to a dead end because you're at the end of a chatzar, but since there's avir there and it's not something with an awning on top of it, then it feels like you're going into a place where people can walk freely and it's like a kapandria, it's like a shortcut, and it's made for bikias rabim. Masha'en kain, if there's a ceiling at the end, you're going into a place which has a kiroi on top of it, then it doesn't feel like a mavoi amafulosh. And Tosfos says this is a svara meshune. It's a strange svara. So we have to figure out what exactly is the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, whether you could say the svara to be machalik between the two types of scenarios. According to Rashi, anytime it feels like a mavi mefulush, you don't say pitikri yared v'soysim, because it's asilik apandir l'bkiyas rabim. And that's why in a case where it ends up being underneath the awning of an achsadra, it doesn't feel like a thoroughfare. Mashenkin Tosfos doesn't agree to this svara. So perhaps we can say that Rashi and Tosfos are l'shitasam. Because there's a big machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos what the geder of pitikur yari v'soysim is. Rashi and Avav Mebeis, the bermaschel good, and Rashi later on the futesimet aleph, the bermaschel mechitzos, says that the din of Pitikur Yared V'Soysim is built on the rule called Gud Achis. Because we look at the end of your Tikra as if it was a wall that was extending downward. So it gets closed up with the din of Gud Achis. Masha'en Kein Tosfos, in Erevin Daf Tzarek Dalar Mabez, the Ramaschal Be'eser, says that the din of Pitikur Yared V'Soysim is a halacha that we view the area underneath the pitikra as a pesach. The fact that you have a pitikra on top makes us imagine that the part underneath it is like a pesach, similar to the way that a tzuris a pesach works. And that's why Tosfos' shita is that you cannot say pitikra on the corner, because the Gemara says in Erevin that a person never makes a pesach in a Karen Zavius. That's not the derech. Now, if you recall in the Mishnah of Tezayin Amar Aleph, we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua that asked the question that how could it ever be, if you hold mechitza tluya is not materis, mechitza that is suspended and it is above the ground more than three tfachim, it's not materis because it's mechitza shagdiyim boikimba. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, if that's true, then when do you ever say good achis? Good achis you could never say. It's never negayat good achis. If it's less than three tfachim to the ground, then you say lovud. If it's higher than three tfachim, then it's possible because of mechitz shagdi and boikimba, and you see from that Mishnah that you don't say good achis. The Pnei Yeshua's teretz to that question was, it's true. In a regular case of mechitza, you cannot say good achis. Good achis is reserved for the case of pitikur yared v'soysim. And the chiluk is that when you have a real mechitza, then there's a problem of mechitza shagdi and boikimba. But when you have a mechitza that's generated through Pitikur Yared V'Soysim, then it doesn't bother us the fact that Mechitza Shagdi and Boikimba, because it's not really a Mechitza, it's a Mechitza that's an imaginary Mechitza, it's a halachic wall, like we mentioned earlier. However, that's all true with regards to the din of Mechitza Shagdi and Boikimba. There's another thing that's Mevatel a Mechitza, and that's Bekias Rabim. If Rabim, Asi Rabim Mevatli Mechitza, if Rabim walk through a place, then we can't look at it as being closed off. It's not a place that's really sectioned off by Mechitza. And that would be a problem even if it's an imaginary mechitza. Because the Pnei Yeshua Svara makes sense with regards to the din of Gedi and Boikimba. The din of Gedi and Boikimba undermines a mechitza because it doesn't keep out the Gedim. You need to protect something from Chayas to walk through. And when the purpose of the mechitza is to keep them out, so when you have a mechitza suspended, it's higher than three tfachim, it doesn't accomplish its purpose. Masha'en Kain says the Pnei Yeshua by Pitikur Yared V'Soysim, it's clear that we're not dealing with the mechitza that's really here to keep anybody out, because it's it's an imaginary wall. So it's not keeping out the chayas. So therefore, it's not a problem, the fact that they could walk through. However, the problem of mavoya mefulush is more than the mechitza not accomplishing the purpose of keeping somebody out. The problem of mavoya mefulush is that it doesn't feel like a closed-in area. It feels like a thoroughfare. And that is capable of being mevatel, even an imaginary mechitza. Because an imaginary mechitza of Pitikriyar Visoysim, according to what Rashi's learning, is that this place feels like it is closed in. Since you have the Pitikra, so we view it as if it's closed in. The moment it serves as a direct thoroughfare from one end to the other, and people view it as a mavi amafulush, you can no longer see the Pitikriyar Visoysim as pretending as if this place is a closed in area. That's all true according to Rashi, that the din of Pitikur Yair V'Soysim is to make it closed in. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the whole din of Pitikur Yair V'Soysim is to give it a Shem Pesach. So if the fact that people are interested in walking from one end to the other doesn't make it that it's Mevatel L'Shem Pesach. So Tosfos L'Shitasim doesn't accept Rashi's Chilik. Now what is the shear that you need the Pitikur? What size does it have to be in order to say Pitikur Yair V'Soysim? Tosfos in Erevin Daf Pei Vav Med Aleph Dibar Maschul Koira says that you have to have a roichav of arba tfachim in order to say Pitikur Yair V'Soysim. That's what Tosfos explains over there, that a koira, which is only rechava tefach, you cannot say Pitikur Yair V'Soysim. However, Tosfos is medayik over there from Rashi that you do not need a roichav of four tfachim, and it would be enough, according to the way the Bach and the Pnei Yeshua understand Bedas Rashi, it would be enough, it would be a roichav of a tefach. The Magen Avram, lahalacha, is choshish for the shittas that you need to have for tefachim, the loika Bach, and that's in Simen Tov Reish Lamed. There is a problem in the shittas Satur, because the Tur in Simen Tov Reish Lamed says as follows. He's talking about our case, where you have an achsadra surrounding the inside of the chotzer, and he explains that we're talking about an achsadra that its roof is four amis, so therefore you cannot say doifen akuma. Im yeshla amudim shenismeches aleihem. If there are amudim, the ptzimim, vehem bepachas mishloisha ben zelizek sheira, like we said, because you consider it lovered in between them. That's considered a mechitza afle sukkah. The im ein la amudim, if it doesn't have those ptzimim, afilu im yesh befiya tikra shalach sadra tefach, even if there is a tefach in the pitikra, then lo yaminim be yared v'soysim l'hachsha sukkah, you don't say pitikra yared v'soysim, liyas la doifen, kivan shloi nasa l'shem kach. And this is the svara of Rava. And the Mefarshim are medayik from his lashon, that it's only over here that you can't say pitikra because it's not made for the inside. But it's mashma that in a case where you do say pitikra, then it's enough that it's a shir v'tefach. Because that's his lashem. Yesh b'fiyat tikra shal sadr tefach, even so you don't say pitikra yer v'soysa. Mashma that it's only because over here you don't say it, but ordinarily you would, as long as it would be a tefach. And that's how the Bach is medayik. The Prisha actually changes the girsa in the tour, because he says that it should say arba tefachim, hikenu dasa toisfis. That's the sheet of Tosfos. The Bach brings down the fact that the Tur is mashma that you only need a tefach, and then he asks the stira to what the Tur says in Simen Shin Samach Aleph. Over there, he paskins like Tosfos and the Rosh, the Tosfos that we mentioned earlier, who argues on Rashi and says that you need arba tefachim. So why in Hilchas Erevin does the Tur paskin like Tosfos that you need arba tefachim, and in Hilchas Sukkah he's mashma that you need a tefach? That's why the priest changes the girsa, but the Bach wants to be behind the girsa. How would miyashav the stira? So the Bach says that it's efshar loimar that the Tur holds that there's a chilik. Dafka, where you need mechitza gemura, like le'enyan iser Shabbos, there you need the pitikra to be arba tefachim. Therefore, it's enough for the pitikra to be a tefach. Perhaps we can say a very simple answer to b'miyashiv the stira in the Tur. The lashon of the Tur in Simen Shin Samach Aleph is that the roichav of the tikra, the width of the ceiling, has to be arba tefachim, and that is what Tosfos is talking about over there in Erevin. He's talking about the area that is underneath that tikra, because, like we know, the din is, Tosfos over there brings the Gemara in Shabbos that says that a mechitza is never made for an area that's less than four tefachim. So the dimension that he's referring to is the actual width of the tikra. How much area is underneath the tikra? Because in order for pitikra to be said, you have to be al yidei pitikra creating a wall that is being choitzeitz and goyder a makam that is chashiv, a makam that is rachiv arbaat fachim. Masha'en Kain, the tour in Simitofresh Lamed doesn't sound like he's talking about the width of the tikra. The lashon of the tour here is im ein lo amudim afilu im yesh befi hatikra shelachsadra tefach. I think that what the tour really means is he's talking about the thickness of the tikra, not how much area is underneath the tikra. That it could be he agrees to Tosfos that you need to have an area of 4 tefachim. But the question is, in order to enact the din of pitikra, the edge of the tikra has to be a certain width. Because, especially if you learn that the din of pitikra is in order to say good achis, you need to have a certain amount that is considered a wool so that we could see it extending itself downward. And that is what the Torah means when he says that it would be enough if it's a tefach. So there's no stira. Over there he's talking about the roichev, and over here he's talking about the oivi of the tikra. The Gemara says, Lema Abaye v'Rava b'plukta d'Rav u'Shmuel k'miflagi. Let's say that Abaye and Rava that are arguing over here, whether you say pitikra yared v'soysim, are arguing the same machloikas Rav and Shmuel argue about. The itmar achsadr b'bikr Rav amr mutal talto b'kuloi d'amrinan pitikra yared v'soysim. If you have an achsadr in a bikr, which basically means that there's a frame in the middle of nowhere. There are no mechitzas around it. It's just posts. And there's a tikra on top of it. So we say that according to Rav, you're allowed to be metaltal bekulay. The Amrinan pitikra yared v'soysim, so you're allowed to be metaltal in that place. So Shmuel amr ein metaltal in ba'elo b'dalet ames. Shmuel says it would be aser to be metaltal on Shabbos in the entire achsadron. You would only be allowed to be metaltal b'dalet ames. Because the loy amrinan pitikra yared v'soysim. Rashi brings down the time of Mefarish Beirvin, but Arba Defanis Lesley. Shmuel's shita is that you don't say Pitikur Yerivisaisim in all 4 Defanis. Avlam Hoysa Sham Doifin Shlema, according to the way Rashi's Goris over there. If there would be 1 Doifin that was complete, then Islay Yerivisaisim Bachinaisa, then Shmuel would hold that you do say Pitikur Yerivisaisim in the other ones. Tosfos in Dibur Maschal Achsadra Bebika brings down Rashi, and they ask the obvious question, which is that the Gemara says that Abaya holds like Rav. The Gemara said before that Abaya is moide when something is like a movi mefulish. The Heiner, like we explained, when you have 2 parallel walls, since it's open on both sides, we don't say pitikur evitzaisim because it feels like a thoroughfare. Says Tosfos alma da filu b'shtei mechitzis less like pitikur. You see that Abaya, even when there are 2 mechitzis, you don't say pitikur yerivisoysim. Kol shkin hechad leka klal, if there are no mechitzis. And the way we're coming out now is that Abaya holds like Rav. Abaya holds that you would say pitikur abaya nachsadr, which has no mechitzis, and you would say all around pitikur yerivisoysim. And Tosfos adds, perhaps you'll say that of course Abaya can agree since it's in a bika, so it's only a karmelis, and a karmelis is an issa drabbanan, so we're only dealing with the drabbanan, we're not dealing with deraisa like we are by sukkah. Then Tosfos says, then if that's true, then you could say the same thing according to Rava. Rava could also agree that when it comes to drabbanans, we'll say pitik yarvisaisim all around. So Tosfos brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Chananel, are goyis differently in the Gemara in Erevin. Rashi learns that achsadra bebika means it has no mechitzas. All around it's open. And Shmuel doesn't agree to Rav when it's totally open. And therefore, when it says ki lesle, ba'arba defanis means when you have no defanis. Avalim hoysa sham doifin shlema, if there was 1 wall, then Shmuel would agree that you say pitikra. But there been a tam and there been a chanana learn ki lesle b'sholosh, which means when there are 3 mechitzas, and the 4th one is totally open, then Shmuel does not hold a pitikur yared v'soysim. He brings rayas, Tosfos brings rayas that achsadr usually means something that's enclosed on 3 sides. But if there are 4 mechitzas, which Tosfos explains to mean, kigoin sheyesh birviyas shnei l'chayayim, you have 2 lechis, or anamashahu, de'ika shem mechitza, you have some sort of mechitza on the 4th side, then even though it's open, it has a pirtza of 10 amis, then Shmuel agrees to pitikra, which comes out that Rav, who holds of pitikra, only says it when it's prutza b'milua on 1 side. But where it's mefulish, then Rav does not hold of pitikra. That's the way Tosfos learns. Now we have to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. How can Rashi hold that the shita of Rav, who says pitikra yerev v'soysim, is when you have pitikra all around, on all the sides, and there are no mechitzas there, and yet you say pitikra, where the Gemara says that Abaya holds like Rav, and the Gemara already told us that Abaya does not hold of pitikra in a case where it is mefulish. So b'pashtus, we can answer that the fact that Abaye said earlier, the way Rashi explained, you don't say pitikr when it's mefulish, is specifically when you have two parallel walls, because then there is the feeling, like we explained, of a mavi mefulish, it's open on one side, open on the other side, and it's a thoroughfare. Masha'enkim, when you have an achsadra in the middle of a bika, there is nothing about this achsadra that invites anybody to walk straight through. When you're in the middle of a chatzar and the only way to get to the other end of the chatzar is by walking through these two walls, so that is a thoroughfare. That makes it like a mavim mefulish. So it's worse, the fact that it has two mechitzas. Masha'enkin, the achsadra is a frame in the middle of a bika. You can walk past it, you can walk on the side of the achsadra, you can walk through the achsadra, but there's nothing about it that makes it feel like dafka, a thoroughfare in the middle of your achsadra. However, the Stipler gives a different yishuv to Shitas Rashi. The Stipler brings down the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that if you have a sukkah that was 20 amas high, so it's pasul, but in the middle of your sukkah you built an amud that was gavoy asara tfachim, and on top of that amud there is hechsher sukkah, so it's zayin al zayin, savar Abaye lemeimer good asik mechitzta. The svara originally of Abaye was to say that we should say good asik, which means you now have on top of your amud, there is space between the top of the amud and the schach, less than 20 amas. And if you take the sides of the amud and extend them upwards, then you really have a place, the top of the amud is surrounded with imaginary walls, and it has schach on top of it, and those imaginary walls are less than 20 amas high, because between the top of your amud and the schach is pachas mi chaf ama. So Rava responded by saying, "Be'inan mechitzas hanikaris veleka." You have to have mechitzas hanikaris, and you don't have them. And the disciple says, it sounds like Abaye is moited him, because it doesn't say that Abaye disagreed. It said, "Savar Abaye lemeim," which sounds like it was only a havamit. Now Tosfos asks over there, if that's true, then how could you say by achsadra that you say pitikur yarivisoisim? If Abaye agrees that you need mechitzas nikaris, well, when you have an achsadra bebika, you certainly don't have mechitzas nikaris. So Tosfos answers that pitikra is better than good asik, and that's considered mechitzas nikaris. However, the Stipler wants to suggest, Bidas Rashi, that there is a chilik between Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Sukkah, because legabi Hilchus Shabbos, we know that you don't need mechitzas nikaris. So Rav, Einachanami, you hold that pitikra and achsadra bebika, even though it's mefulish on all sides, you say pitikra yari v'soisim. That's only because legabi Shabbos you don't need mechitzas nikaris. However, the fact that there are people who are capable of walking through makes it that it's not mechitzas nikaris, and legabi sukkah, that would pose a problem. And just like we see, that Abaye says that when your hifch is doifen emtsoyis, it's like a mavim befulish, you don't say that pitek yer v'soysim, and he says the Stipler, that that's because you don't have mechitzas nikaris. So it comes out that Abaye is like the shita of Rav, that he holds pitek yer v'soysim. The fact that that works, even in achsadra bebika, where there are no mechitzas, even though he said earlier that by two mechitzas that are parallel, you don't say pitikur yarei v'soisim, that's because Rabbi is talking about a case of sukkah, and Rav is talking about a case of Shabbos. By Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas nikaris, and by sukkah, you need mechitzas nikaris. We can add that Tosfos was not willing to accept this teretz and ask their kasha on Rashi is l'shitasam. Because the whole hesber that the Stipler is giving is built on the premise that what Pitikra does is it creates a mechitza, and therefore we have a problem of mechitzas nikaris. Just like good asik, we say there's a problem in mechitzas nikaris veleka, and that's the problem in Hilchas Sukkah that you need mechitzas nikaris. However, we already explained that according to Tosfos, what good asik does is it creates a pesach. It's not here to extend the wall downward to make it be considered as if it's totally closed off. Rather, it has a din of a Pesach. And for a Pesach, there's no problem be'inu mechitzas nikaris. If it looks like a Pesach, then it's kosher as a Pesach. So again, according to the Stipler's Mahalach, then comes out the Rashi and Tosfos Alushitosim. Rashi's response, the Tosfos Kasha, is built on the Torah of the Stipler, which has to do with the problem in Sukkah be'inu mechitzas nikaris v'leka, but that's only because Rashi understands that what the din of pitikur yarei v'soisim does is creates mechitzas. Since it creates mechitzas, you have the problem of mechitzas nikaris. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, that's not what pitikur yarei v'soisim does. It doesn't create mechitzas, rather it gives us a Pesach, and for a Pesach you don't have the kasha of be'inu mechitzas nikaris v'leka. So you can't be mechalot in Sukkah and Shabbos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.